Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe that Thanksgiving has come and gone, as has Black Friday, and depending on when you're listening to this show, it's either November 28th or November 29th. There were road races, obviously, on Thanksgiving Day. I did two. I did the Bow Police Association race at 8 o'clock, and then I literally parked at the end of that road race and drove up to Bishop Brady, and there's a gobbler race, a four-miler, that starts at 9 o'clock, and I know the race director, Maureen, so she's always waiting for me to show up before she starts the race. So that was great. It's always great to do road races on Thanksgiving, great fundraisers, and then you feel like you can have an extra piece of dark meat. Last week's show, we had Dr. Mitch Caray talking about what his life is like as a dentist. And, of course, he's actually going to be relevant for my today's guest, but we'll talk about that in a minute. And last week and also was the New Hampshire or Granite State baseball dinner, and Louis Tiant was a hit. Northeast Delta Dental is one of the major sponsors of the Granite State baseball dinner. And the main thing is that it's a great combination of if you're a baseball fanatic, but also want to raise dollars for CHAD, Children's Hospital at Dartmouth, as well as the Ted Williams Foundation and the Fisher Cats Foundation, the Granite State Baseball Dinner is where to be. And it's great that the New Hampshire Fisher Cats have rejuvenated the Granite State Baseball Dinner, because when I was a kid listening to baseball on the transistor radio, the New Hampshire Baseball Dinner was really the probably the most famous baseball dinner in the country, and then it kind of went into dormancy. And then when the New Hampshire Fisher Cats moved into New Hampshire, they've rejuvenated the Granite State Baseball Dinner. And really, since around 2007 or so, we've raised well over $1 million for money to go to CHAD. So this radio opportunity always gives me an opportunity to educate the community on different initiatives. And of course, we have in the past talked about the Veterans Count. But this weekend, again, November 28th and 29th, and I hope everybody did have a great Thanksgiving, is Renee Plummer and Greg Whalen. Greg is the chair of the Seacoast chapter of the Veterans Count, and Renee is a board member. So thank you, Renee and Greg, for joining me this weekend. I'm sure you have better things to do other than hanging out with Tom Raffio, but I appreciate you coming in.
No, absolutely. We
thank
want
you,
to be here. Thank you.
Super. So, Greg, tell us, so you're born and raised in New Hampshire. Tell us a little bit about your background, then I'm going to ask the same question on Renee, and then we'll get to our topic.
Born and raised, absolutely, Tom. New Hampshire native, one of those rare species that's still floating around on the planet. Born on August 27th, 1945 at Portsmouth Hospital. My sister followed 3 years later, actually, so both of us are New Hampshire natives. My grandparents had a company in Portsmouth and a moving and storage company, and that's how they earned their living, and graduated from Portsmouth High School in 1963. And after that, spent 4 years away at college, and after that, 4 years in the United States Army with a 2.5-year tour in South Korea, supporting the Republic of Korea troops in the war in Vietnam. And following that, I returned home and immediately got married and started raising a family and went to work in the real estate business with James A. Shanley Corporation in Portsmouth. And I've remained in the real estate business ever since. And my involvement with Veterans Count, like Renee, occurred rather by happen chance, and we believe somewhere along the line there was a divine intervention for us all, but we have certainly gathered the masses together and have moved forward with this wonderful mission at hand and the journey that we're on.
Perfect. Now, Renee, tell us your history and also about Easter Seals, and then we'll get right into the concept of Veterans Count.
Yeah. I have a brother who I'm originally from New York, who came up to Pease Air Force Base during the Vietnam War. He joined. So he came here, and I followed him as my sister also followed him. So it's been 35 years that I have been here. I also am in the real estate business. My husband and I and a few people have a company called Two International Group, and we are commercial developers in Portsmouth.
Awesome. Tell us, we've had General Ken Clark on before, so I think some of our listening audience knows what Veterans Count is, but it might be good for Greg, you, and Renee to talk a little bit conceptually why we need a Veterans Count. And Greg, thank you for the service to the country. I think oral health, my job, is really important in the State Board of Ed, but to me, anybody that serves the country is... it's great esteem in my eyes. So thank you for the service to the country. But tell us, Renee and Greg, how the whole concept of Veterans Count got started.
The history started really back post 9/11 when the senior military folks in the state of New Hampshire, including, as you mentioned, General Ken Clark, who was Adjutant General at the time, and one of our own very current board members, Colonel Rick Greenwood, who was United States Air Force, retired now, but at the time was a senior liaison here working with the Drug Enforcement Agency. And Rick actually grew up in Claremont and came back to New Hampshire to finish out his military career. In concert with the congressional delegation, got together and decided that something different needed to happen in terms of the care that was provided to our veterans and their families, pre-deployment, deployment, and post-deployment. And out of that grew a program that is referred to as a Deployment Cycle Support Program, and to this day the only one of its kind in the country, recognized throughout the military establishment as well as in the political arena as being a model for, in fact, the rest of the country. And one of these days, I guess the vision for us all is to have not only that program, but its philanthropic arm, Veterans Count, to be marching across the landscape from sea to shining sea.
Well, so we'll get into how the model works in a moment. But Renee, tell us how Easter Seals is involved with this.
Well, Easter Seals is the umbrella. They're the ones, and you're going to have to help me with this, Greg, about the New Hampshire Military and Veterans Service Program. Mm-hmm. So Easter Seals is the umbrella. They're the ones that have these care coordinators that we call angels. And what we look for is for people who are in need, for families that are in need, and we tell everybody, we need to have you in the system. So what they do is the care coordinators from Easter Seals will go out to the families or to the veterans themselves and see what the needs are. And then in turn, they come and call us because we have the checkbook.
So if I'm about to be deployed or if I'm a spouse of a service person that is deployed, I would just, who would I call in that?
You would check in with the care coordinator and the administrator at Easter Seals. That is the contact point between the veteran and their family members and the provider for the services.
Now, when I got involved, I went to one of the breakfasts, and you couldn't help but be moved by this. And I think what the way I kind of summarize it for my CEO colleagues and other community colleagues is that the spouse that's left behind, the roof still leaks on the house, you know, the person still needs to go to the dentist, the kids still need to go to school. Living life with a mom and dad together is hard enough, but if one is deployed, all of those daily challenges of life still take place and the financial hardships as well. So if I'm a spouse and my spouse is deployed, I can avail myself of your services?
Yes, but what we want people to know is we need to know who you are. You know, there's a lot of people out there that need our help, but we cannot give them help if we don't know who you are. So, I mean, there have been some incredible stories, and it was one of the first ones that I heard going to one of the first breakfasts about Veterans Count was the husband was deployed. He was over in Afghanistan. She was home. Her car broke down. One of the care coordinators came over, and they were talking to her about the car and realized that the windows were broken, and it was cold. Well, she wasn't thinking about the windows, but the care coordinator was. So with that, they were able to go ahead and fix that, take care of the car. And these people were on stage. And do you remember that, Greg, that first breakfast? It was just tearful because this was not a, this wasn't a, one of the bad stories, but it's just so much easier if you let us know, and then we want to help you.
So do you have a phone number they could call?
Yes.
So the intake coordinator at Easter Seals is Kristen Fisher, and her telephone number over at Easter Seals is
605-315-4354.
Okay, say it again for the, because I'm driving around in the car and now I'm in my garage. I need to hear it again. Go ahead.
603-315-4354.
So, Renee, are you... basically saying that sometimes we don't even know who might be in need for services?
Tom, there are so many people out there that we could help. And you know these veterans, they're not going to see that say that they need help. And I tell you, you know, we went to Loudoun. We were at the NASCAR races. Jerry Gappins let us come in last year. So it's four times that we've been at both races. The people that came up to us last year, you know, they sort of look at you and how can you help us? And we talked a little bit about what we could do. And then we were pleading with them, you need to be in our system. This year at the race in September, husband and wife or mother and father came up to us thanking us because their son was about to commit suicide. Mm. And they came, spoke to somebody and were told immediately what to do. Well, they were just coming by to say thank you. And their son goes on Monday nights to, you know, to meetings and said, you know, if it wasn't for Veterans Count, he wouldn't be here.
Wow, that's amazing. So before we go to commercial break, let's get the contact information one more time.
It's Kristen Fisher at Easter Seals, New Hampshire in Manchester. Telephone number 603-315-4354.
Great Veterans Count. I'll return after commercial break with Renee and Greg. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Here we are on November 28th and 29th, and I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. And last weekend, again, the Granite State Baseball Dinner was wonderful, raising money for Chad. The various road races on Thanksgiving Day were also fantastic. And last week's show, we had Dr. Mitch Curry on talking about dentistry in general and all the things he does. And with me this weekend, of course, is Renee Plummer and Greg Whalen from Veterans Count. And Renee, why don't you tell the story of Mitch? And this is an example of how Veterans Count works and coordinates, and it's quite moving. So if you don't mind telling that story.
Well, Veterans Count, we meet every Tuesday. We do have a board and we meet monthly, but there's a small group of us that meets Tuesday mornings at 8:30 to 10:30. And we go over different events that we're going to do and how we can help people. So one of our board members, Marga Culp, she's in the small group also, and she had said she got a phone call from a gal named Elaine Plant from Rochester or Dover, and there was a gentleman named Ray Van Gorder who is having some troubles. He was in Vietnam, and he's got a bucket list, and one of his wishes is to see the Isle of Shoals for the last time. Well, immediately, the members started picking up the phone. Gino Marconi got involved, Captain Marconi. He called the Isle of Shoals steamship, the Thomas Layton. They had a member who was a veteran who was very sick. So immediately they said, we will have the Isle of Shoals, the Thomas Layton, ready for you Friday at noon. Bring 200 people. So Ray Van Gorder was going to bring his family, and we were going to go to the Isle of Shoals. Now, one of the problems was he goes for treatments, and one of the hospitals misplaced his dentures. So, Tom, this is where you come in. So he was saying that he was very upset. He wanted to go, but he was so embarrassed because he didn't have his dentures. And these people are having some hard times. So I immediately got a mutual friend of ours, Tom, to call you and to say, can you help? That was Tuesday. Tuesday night with Mitch.
Correct. Yep.
Yes. And
Dr. Greg Tracy.
Yep. Tracy were there. Ray was in a chair at 6 o'clock that night being fitted. And on Thursday, thank goodness for you and for Mitch and for the lab, he was fitted. And on Friday, when he came on to the Isle of Shoals, there he was with his dentures and the biggest smile.
And the photo was great. It brought a huge smile to my face. And this is just an example, I think, of how veterans count work. Because I got the call. Mitch is a practicing dentist in Merrimack, works in Greg Tracy's office, and has actually worked for me for 20 years at Delta Dental, and has been a participating dentist for 45 years. And it was like, Mitch, we've got to help. We've got to do the job. And next thing you know, he's got the uppers and ready to smile on the Isle of Shoals. It was awesome.
Well, we had about 150 people. And with that, World War II veteran walked on. The Korean War veterans walked on. Vietnam veterans, Afghanistan, Desert Storm. Oh, I just wish that we could have bottled up the love and what was happening that day. And, of course, it was a beautiful day. So we all went out to the Isle of Shoals. Colonel Greenwood read a proclamation for Ray and Sue Van Gorder. And, it was a lot of work very quickly. But with people like you, Tom Raffio, with Northeast Delta Dental, we made it all happen. And this is what I absolutely love about the state of New Hampshire.
You definitely got to love it. You know everybody and you can make things happen. So
And we have to thank Jack Heath. We've
exactly.
got, you know, because dear exactly. Jack Heath, we've
true.
Got to go ahead.
I got to thank Jack for a lot of things. He's
yes,
the one that I know
too.
He's on a different station now, but he was the one that got me involved with the radio and obviously is very much of a facilitator. So you said something that I think is very important, that this program is veterans and families from all eras. So it can be Afghanistan and Iraq, but it can be Korea. It can be World War II, correct?
Yes. And I mean, Ray Van Gorder was a perfect example. He was Vietnam. And I think that's why we have such passion on our boards, because people like Greg Whalen, we have five Vietnam veterans on our board. There's just a few of us that are not part of the military. And I must say, I have to admit, I'm one of them.
And we have, and people don't realize, but New Hampshire has one of the highest per capita population of veterans. We have almost 10% of the population, right? Because we have it's about 1.2 million of us, and there's over 115,000 veterans, right? So that's a pretty remarkable, isn't it?
It is a remarkable statistic. And we like to think that the pebble in the pond theory with regards to our veteran population even reaches further beyond that, Tom, because if you take just that core veteran and then expand his, influence and his family beyond, just he himself as part of that 115,000 plus, if there is a spouse involved, now we're up to 230,000. And if there is a child or a parent or an aunt or an uncle that was part of that veteran's journey and his service or her service in the military, we've got a really expansive footprint of military veterans and families and extended families in the state of New Hampshire. Quite remarkable.
And and you're right, the reach is incredible. One of our employees, April Hooten, who has since left, but her husband Steve used to be deployed to Afghanistan or Iraq, and I just remember when he would fly back, we would surprise April. We would say we have this meeting, and then Steve would show up, and it was just really incredible. So tell us a little bit more about the deployment cycle support program. I think that's really important, and give us Renee again the contact information, because obviously we're still deploying people, and I think people may not be aware of this. So,
if you want to go about that, no,
sure. The deployment cycle support program was a model that was instituted and devised by senior military leaders in the state of New Hampshire. Went to DOD. DOD signed off on it, as Department of Defense. But they needed a facilitator because the department simply doesn't write checks to individuals down at that end of the the chain. So they got in touch with the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services, and through them created a request for proposal, which went out. Easter Seals responded to it as one of the potential vendor services, was awarded the contract, and the program was put into play at that point in time using the care coordinator model. The interesting thing that happened was that when those care coordinators went into the field to meet with the veterans and their families, and again, strictly volunteer, so when a veteran would get called up, typically, Tom, on a typical deployment, it would be a 1 year, 9 month to 1 year advance notice. So there was plenty of time for that veteran and their and the family to get acclimated to the needs of that family when they get deployed. The care coordinators came back to the Board of Easter Seals and said, we have a problem. While the monies from DOD will take care of the clinical side of it, we have all of these emergency short-term needs. As Renee mentioned earlier, the care coordinator would go into a family unit and find that in 60 days they're being evicted because they are 3 months behind in their rent. There's no food in the cupboards. The spouse has lost a job because the car broke down and they don't have enough money to get it paid. All of those horror stories. And with that, all of the other clinical sides of things that had to be dealt with as well. And most importantly for Easter Seals and the program was to wrap their arms around that veteran and their family so that that veteran, when they were deployed, understood that back in the United States of America, they had an extended family taking care of their spouse, again, extended beyond that with the children and the mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles. I mean,
it's stressful enough mm-hmm. to be fighting in a war, but then also have to worry back at the ranch.
Correct.
You know, the car is broken down, whatever. And that's what I was saying earlier. This is what I learned when I went to the first Veterans Count breakfast is life goes on. The car still right. breaks down. The gas payment still has to be made.
And you have to realize that the checks are written to the transmission place or to the windows or to the oil company. Because I know that there are people out there that are thinking, you know, who's in charge of this money? No. The money will go directly to them. If the family needs help, again, these angel care coordinators are there to help them. But what we do is, and Greg has been in some homes where you have asked people, can I open up your cupboards? And there's no food.
Yeah,
but they're not talking about that
because they're reluctant to. They have a lot of pride, or they may not know that the resource is there.
Exactly.
So give us that number again.
315-4354. That's Kristen Fisher. She's one of the care coordinators, or vetscount.org. You can go on the website. But Kristen Fisher is the intake care coordinator, and it's 603-315-4354.
Perfect.
Please call us.
And it's important, Tom, I just want to mention one last thing.
Sure.
While this program started out as a pre-deployment, deployment, and post-deployment cycle, we are fortunate simply because of the monies that all these chapters have been raising over these last number of years to be able to expand the program so it reaches back to all eras. I mean, we are still pulling World War II veterans off the streets of Manchester.
Yeah, the homelessness problem and the mental health issues. So you have four chapters, Manchester, Nashua, Seacoast, and the Lakes region.
Yes.
You're deeply involved with the Seacoast. The Veterans Count breakfasts, that's one of the fundraising ways, and you have other monies come in from Easter Seals.
We do. I mean, the one big event that we put on the Seacoast is the dinner. This year we are looking at June 25th. Service Credit Union and Long-Term Care Partners are great, great friends of Veterans Count, but we always have the dinner at the headquarters at Service Credit Union.
Perfect. Give us again the contact information.
Kristen Fisher. And that's vetscount.org, or you can call her 315-4354, 315-4354.
And we know that there's over 115,000 veterans out there, so please don't be reluctant to call that number if you're in need.
And I just if you know anybody, please call us. We have the money. I don't want money in our checkbook.
Right.
I want it gone.
And I do want some of my CEO colleagues to write checks to Veterans Count, though. But we'll talk about that at a different show. So Renee and Greg,
Tom,
thank you for coming in this weekend. Thank you for all you've done for this program. And Greg, thank you for the service to our country, and thank all the vets out there for their service. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.